Rudy Giuliani calls police after Sacha Baron Cohen pranks him in pink bikini. By BenQ on July 9, 2020. Former mayor of New York and President Donald Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani called the police after British actor Sacha Baron Cohen pranked him with a fake interview in what is presumed to be material for the second season of his political satire show Who Is America? Page 6 reports that Giuliani agreed to an interview at the Mark Hotel on Tuesday for what he believed was a serious interview about the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Giuliani confirmed he was offered payment for the interview, which he requested be donated to the Steven Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. According to Giuliani, the interview began with a woman asking him questions before Cohen burst onto the scene wearing a pink bikini. This guy comes running in, wearing a crazy, what I would say was a pink transgender outfit, he told the outlet. It was a pink bikini, with lace, underneath a translucent mesh top, it looked absurd. He had the beard, bare legs, and wasn't what I would call distractingly attractive. The 76-year-old revealed he then called the NYPD on Baron Cohen, but they did not make an arrest. This person comes in yelling and screaming, and I thought this must be a scam or a shakedown, so I reported it to the police. He then ran away, he recounted. I only later realized it must have been Sacha Baron Cohen. I thought about all the people he previously fooled and I felt good about myself because he didn't get me. Despite being the victim of a prank, Giuliani admitted he was still a fan of the Borat star's work. I am a fan of some of his movies, Borat in particular. Because I've been to Kazakhstan, he said, before imitating Borat himself, she is my sister. She is number 4 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. That was pretty funny. Watch below. The stunt was likely an attempt from Cohen to obtain material for the second season of Who Is America? A political satire that involves him interviewing prominent politicians, dressed up as various characters. The show's first season saw Cohen dupe the likes of Vice President Dick Cheney, Alabama politician Roy Moore, former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, and dozens of other ordinary people. Last month, the 46-year-old Brit successfully infiltrated a pro-gun rally in Olympia, Washington, where he ended up on the stage singing a racist song about Barack Obama, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the coronavirus. He came on stage disguised as the lead singer of The Last Band, singing a bunch of racist, hateful, disgusting shit, said Yelm City Councilman James Blair, who was present at the event. His security blocked event organizers from getting him off the stage or pulling power from the generator. Watch below. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.